Gentlemen, the Civil Service Board meeting for April 14th, 2015 is now called to order. I would like you all to please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next, we'll have our roll call.
Chairman Dennis Reichert.
Here.
Commissioner Curtis Stout.
Here.
Commissioner Evelyn Alexander. Commissioner Lloyd Roberts. Also present, we have Henry Impenio from the City Attorney's Office.
Our first item for today is item AA, public comments. And I don't have any slips, so we'll move on to item AB, approve agenda additions. I don't believe we have any additions today.
No additions.
Next, we're moving on to our consent calendar. I would ask for a motion that consent calendar items A1 be adopted. Would any of the commissioners like to pull this item for discussion?
Move for approval.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. That ends our consent calendar for today. Next, we have item A2, a request by the director of the library to approve 6-month extension to part-time eligibility list for library page. I would ask for a motion that the request be approved to extend the part-time eligibility list for library page to August 13th, 2015, in accordance with Civil Service Rule 409A.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to abstain as I'm currently volunteering for the library.
Okay, thank you very much, Commissioner Alexander. I ask for the motion.
So moved, Chair.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Our next item is item A3, a request by the Chief of Police Department to approve revised testing standards to classified positions in the Police Department. I would ask for a motion that the request be approved to revise the testing standards for all the classified positions on the Police Department to Civil Service Application Review, Civil Service Supplemental Questionnaire Review, and Civil Service Written and Performance Exams as indicated on the attached list. Item A3, if I could have that motion. Second?
Second, but I'd like to ask...
Discussion?
Yeah, thank you. Rebecca, could you explain a little bit more about this?
So if you remember back, it's been almost a year ago now, we modified the testing standards to allow for the incorporation of the background screening process mm-hmm. to start prior to the completion
right.
of testing. At that time, all of the testing standards were modified to be a blend. So with civil service assistance, for those that had a civil service oral, it became a with civil service assistance oral.
Gotcha.
And same with the written exams and performance exams. That's created some confusion back and forth. So it's just a matter of clarifying exactly what civil service is doing, when the actual eligibility list is certified, and then when it moves to the department for their selection process.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
But Rebecca, unless they, you follow the metrics on here as to each one of the positions, right?
Right. Amen. So on your list, you have two, and that's why it's so long. Every classified position in the police department is listed as how it is currently
okay.
with the modifications that were voted in about last year. It's about February timeframe. And then the second component is what's being proposed with the modification
right.
As being presented today.
Okay.
This will take care of all of their positions, all their titles in now?
All the classified positions okay. in the police department,
okay.
yes. Just as we did before, it's just a matter of, like I say, clarifying.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Call for the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Our next item is item A4, correspondence. Do we have any correspondence today?
No correspondence.
Okay. Next, we have item A5, a report from the Chief Examiner.
So at our next meeting, I'll give a full report for the month of March, but I did want to provide an update from our last meeting. A couple of things. We received the very sad news that Kelly Brule has finally announced her official retirement date. So she'll be leaving us on May 28th is her final day of employment with the City of San Bernardino. So it's been a real joy to have her continue with us, and it'll be a real loss for the department, but we're very excited for her. So I just wanted to let you know about that. You'd asked about the commissioner parking, designated parking.
Yes.
Public school this morning.
Yes. Public Works is, they are looking, have added the signage replacement to their list of signs. I don't know, have a time frame in which those will be replaced, but it is on the list of signs that do need to be replaced, and did get a confirmation from parking enforcement over at the police department that provided you have your permit visible, you can park in other designated permit parking zones. So with the exception of course, not the mayor's spot or a council member's spot, but if the commissioner parking is full, you can park in other permitted parking areas.
I guess my question is, if we're the only commission that's meeting today or on these days, I happen to be the first one here, and there was already six slots taken that were labeled for commissioners. So obviously other people are parking there than commissioners. So.
Yes, currently. It's employees, and they have not been recently actively patrolling in City Hall, the City Hall parking lot, so I would anticipate that nobody has been receiving warnings or tickets most recently, but they are aware that there's an issue at this point in time, so I have advised them of that, and they said they would follow up and let us know what the plan is in terms of patrolling our parking area. So I did at least want to provide you with an update on that.
Well, that's good, because this morning, because of the one car that parks in two spaces.
Yeah, it parks in two slots.
It was full.
Right, yeah.
So I actually parked on the other side, but all the way at the end. Now I'll know if I go past seven, I'm okay, because there's only seven wards. So anything past that, to me, is fair game.
Yeah. So. All right. But that one SUV always parks in two spots.
Yeah.
You don't want to buy a parker. Rebecca Slatt, our part-time slot. This one, that's Kelly. Are we replacing her, or is that?
It's going to be part of the budget discussion for this coming fiscal year. We have requested part-time dollars. Okay. I don't know if we will be doing it at the analyst level. Probably more likely in terms of support, it would be more of an HR tech level, and maybe a couple of people to help us fill in with the front counter coverage and the like, but not really a decrease in overall part-time dollars. It's just maybe an adjustment in terms of the support level that we need. So, but all of that will be part of the budget discussion. So we've submitted for a request for that to be continued, but I'm not planning to actively recruit for anything until I know that we have the budget dollars that are allocated into the next fiscal year.
Okay.
Thanks. Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I have a matter I would like for us to discuss, and I guess there's a threshold question, how do I get something on our agenda so we can discuss a matter?
All we have to do is get with our chief examiner, and if we all, some of us agree that we wish to speak about it.
Well, what I would like to suggest we discuss is the selection of assistant vice chair or
Traditionally, we do that in May, which is next month.
Well, and then there's,
three appointments.
The awkwardness of timing. We don't have the fifth person. So the question is, do we select a vice chair from the four of us who are already here? Do we hope we won't need a vice chair until we get the fifth person, and then give him an opportunity to compete, for vice chair or select a vice chair?
That's a good
so
question.
I think we need to think about the issue of vice chair.
Mr. Impeño?
Mr. Chairman, if I could advise the Commission, the current vice chair position obviously is vacant. If there is a meeting of this commission in which you as the chair is absent, then the remaining members of the commission, the remaining three, would elect a chairman to act for that day, for that meeting. And that would continue at any meeting in which the chairman is absent. You could schedule an election of a new vice chair at the next meeting if you wish, or you could wait until the regularly scheduled election date, or you could wait until the position is filled so that you'll have a full complement of commissioners to make that decision. It's your prerogative.
I believe that's 2 days.
Don't we normally elect in May, though?
Yes, we do.
Chair and vice chair, which is
two meetings.
Next month?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll have reappointments for those who are, their time's up, and a new appointment, I would hope, before the election.
But we've gone months and months without reappointments.
With just three of us.
Yeah, so I don't think we would necessarily want to wait to see if everybody's reappointed.
We'll do it. We'll have to do it in May.
Yeah.
Definitely. Does that clarify, Lloyd? Okay, thank you.
So it's okay to wait and agendize it in May as scheduled without pushing it forward? Are you comfortable with that? Or are you wanting to make it happen?
I believe we are, thanks to Mr. Impeño clarifying that for us.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Okay. I believe, let's see. That was okay. The motion, I would make a motion that the personnel action summary report for April 6th, 2015 be received and filed. If I can have that motion.
So moved, Chair.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Next, we'll have our staff report, item A6.
So in your packet, you have a brief summary of what's been proposed. For those of you that were here at that time, in 2008, the board approved what was a combined civil service oral board interview and a department selection interview titled Oral Select. And this was used when it was a small number of qualified applicants for a position, as you would have in perhaps a city promotional opportunity or some of the positions that require very specific certifications. And we have a very limited pool of candidates that would be qualified for consideration in the position. We often have this type of position in the water department. Recently, we've had a couple of water reclamation positions that had been posted for over a month with only two qualified candidates. So those are the types of positions where you will see kind of a small number of qualified in which we would want to consider something of this nature. What I would like the boards to consider is, in lieu of having that civil service and department selection interview combined, which that serves two purposes. It establishes your eligibility list simultaneously with allowing the department to make an actual selection based on the information they receive in that interview, to allowing that to be waived with review from the chief examiner and discussion with the department head, and the eligibility list then being established based on those that meet the minimum qualifications if it's a very small pool of candidates, and moving straight to the department selection interview, in which they can do more in-depth questioning than they can with a civil service oral. So that's what's under consideration today, and I'd certainly welcome any questions you have,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Under your recommendation where you say applicants is small, could we make that a more definitive, say five or less? Or?
We could definitely make it more definitive. I would like to request that we at least allow it to be a little bit more than five, because it's not uncommon to have somewhere between six and eight that are eligible, and we're going through that same process again with that very small number. So my preference would be, if it was amenable to the board, that it be set at the more like a number of 10. But if you're uncomfortable with that and want it to be different, of course, it's at the discretion of the board.
No, I don't have a problem with 10 or less. I just like to see it more
defined.
A number. And
that's understandable.
Small is, you know, so subjective to people. So
that's very understandable.
If you would do that, I would have no problem with it at all.
I have no problem. Lloyd? No problem with it? Evelyn?
Okay. That's fine, yeah.
So with that change, we could either vote on it today or put it on our next agenda.
We can just vote on it today.
Yeah. Okay.
It's agendized. We can vote today.
Yeah.
Okay.
I move approval.
Motion.
I would make a motion that the staff report oral select interview procedure be approved by the board today. If I can have that motion.
Second.
So move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously.
Mr. Chairman, if I can just clarify then, so the action of the board in approving that motion
right.
was in the last sentence on page A6 in the recommendation to authorize the chief examiner to waive the civil service oral board interview when the number of qualified applicants is 10 or less, or there is a need to expedite the testing selection process. Is
that absolutely
perfect?
Yeah. I'd like to see that.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
Included.
Okay. Beautiful. Thank you.
All right. Our next item is item A7. At 9:30, a hearing in the matter of appellant P1502-1. So we'll go ahead and take a recess or a break until 9:30. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.